A Kansas Senate committee endorsed Governor Brownback's income tax cuts but didn't go along with ending the tax deduction for property taxes. And 200 real estate agents, including Dwight Goodwin of Overland Park, demonstrated against the part eliminating the mortgage interest deduction.
At this time in the market recovery that we're experiencing in the housing industry, I don't feel like it's time to cut this tax deduction, which would discourage the recovery of the market.
In protest of a court ruling that Kansas has to increase its school funding, a constitutional amendment denying courts the power to dictate dollar amounts of appropriations was gaining legislator momentum. Kansas City, Kansas School Superintendent Cynthia Lane said the lawmakers were about to upset the system of checks and balances.
It takes away the rights of citizens to say, wait a minute, we disagree, and to ask for the courts to help us figure that out.
A bill that would prohibit Kansas local governments or public entities from lobbying their legislators drew outcries from counties, cities, and school districts. The NRA's Patricia Stone King spoke in favor of the bill.
I've always questioned the validity of encountering opposition at those hearings from lobbyists being paid with taxpayer funds, public funds, to lobby against a legal product.
Also under committee discussion was a bill to limit where Kansas adult-themed businesses can be located and prohibiting lap dances. The Missouri House passed a pair of voter photo ID bills, one a constitutional amendment. Since the state Supreme Court declared the last photo ID bill unconstitutional, Democrat Chris Kelly of Columbia admonished his colleagues,
Jim Crow is alive in this room today.
The Senate sent the House a work comp bill that prohibits lawsuits over occupational diseases and would solve the insolvency problem of the second injury fund by doubling the fees businesses pay into it and restricting the kind of injuries covered. A committee considered a plan to make it harder to win discriminatory firing lawsuits. Missouri Chamber of Commerce attorney Rich Aubuchon told the panel,
companies are choosing to locate in other states, and I'm not going to tell you that this is the only reason, but certainly it is a factor.
And a committee heard testimony, including from Kansas City Mayor Sly James, on another reason companies locate elsewhere: border wars, economic incentives. The House Budget Committee rejected the idea of taking $908 million federal dollars to expand Medicaid. Chair Rick Stream said that would also cost the state another $46 million in federal funds.
We've spread it out over different areas. I can't make any promises of where it'll eventually end up. There's some money in the preschool program.
And as the deadline passed for states to confirm that they'll set up health insurance exchanges under the federal health care law, Missouri legislators were wanting no part of that. Wrapping up the week, the owner of Edge Auto Sales on Highway 40 was accused of the biggest identity theft operation ever prosecuted in Missouri, taking customers' identities to take out $1 million in phony car loans. David and Pamela Martin, father and stepmother of a teenage boy found handcuffed in a Northland basement, were charged with child abuse, and Royals broadcaster Bob Davis retired from that post but will continue to do KU football and basketball. This is KCUR.